Learning Jesus is a bit like looking for an image in a stereogram, a magic eye picture. What we see on the surface is a monotonous pattern of lines or images connected and repeating over and over. What we're looking for in all this is not just the lines or the images or even the pattern by which they are linked. We're after something deeper, something more mysterious and more profound than what we readily observe. In each stereogram or magic eye picture, a 3D image is embedded, and only by having some sense of what that image looks like, keeping that image in mind as we begin searching for it, and concentrating diligently, will that image begin to emerge. It does no good to seek the image of a widget, let's say, if we don't have some idea of what a widget looks like. But if we're seeking an image of the Parthenon, and we know this to be a columned ruin with a triangular facade, and if we know because the maker of the stereogram has told us so that the Parthenon is to be discovered in that orderly arrangement of lines and images and patterns, then if we'll look hard enough and persist long enough, in due course the image of the Parthenon will begin to emerge, more real and wonderful than all the surface images combined. The same is true with Jesus. Our Father has told us that Jesus is there to be discovered in Scripture, in the world, in the words, works, and patterns by which God unfolds the story of redemption and keeps the world together. Finding Him can be the most exciting, most wonderful, most transforming, and most excellent experience of our lives. But we must know Him, whom we are seeking, to learn more of, through the reading, studying, observing, and discussing that we do. And we must stay on task until He reveals Himself and draws us more deeply into His being and essence.